Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This episode is the companion to the episode where we speak about the full moon in Capricorn, the energies of the Sirius Gateway, the portal that happens in the beginning of July, where the sun is aligned with Sirius, and the energetics of this soup, this cosmic soup that we're dealing with. For those that don't know me, my name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy and sound alchemist. And in this podcast, we talk about energy. We talk about the cycles that are at play and how to navigate these energies. And this particular episode is the sound activation for the episode on the Capricorn moon. So for a sound activation, this is an energy healing. This is an energetic transmission. So I do encourage you to create a sacred container around you. Light a candle, burn some incense, burn a little bit of rosemary, a little bit of thyme. If you would like to diffuse some essential oils, that's beautiful. Frankincense, myrrh, whatever you feel called to. Just remember, all you need to do is be open to receive. If you are driving, operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. Don't try to listen to this. If you tend to be more sensitive, you might be able to listen to this only when you can fully dedicate your time. If you are a little bit less sensitive, you can probably listen to the episode where I speak about the energies much more easily than this one. This one, definitely please only listen to when you have about an hour-ish to dedicate to receiving the sound activation. It is an energy healing, so make sure you're drinking plenty of water, make sure you're grounding, make sure you're nourishing yourself. And let's see if I forgot something. Okay, one more thing. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, or I don't post these on YouTube, but if somehow you happen upon these on YouTube, please, 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 switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We're creating a sacred container. This is an energetic transmission. It is an upgrade. We do not need or desire or call in squirrely energy or information. That's a no. So create your space. Allow yourself to align with your heart. The purpose of this is to allow you to integrate, to embody, to call down more of your soul essence, clarity, wisdom, guidance that we need in order to take the next steps. The energies are super, super intense, so this is designed to help you ground and anchor those higher frequencies. As I mentioned, all you need to do is be open to receive. Long, deep breathing. If you would like to put an eye pillow over your eyes, that would be great. Seated or lying down is good, but I do recommend lying down simply because it will be about an hour-ish of time that you will be here. So, without further ado, let's get rolling. Long, deep breathing. Closing our eyes. Allowing ourselves to breathe deeply into your body. Taking this time to focus on your breath as we call in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhal. I call upon the Ruhal to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts, our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energies, asking that you bless us with healing, with integration. With calmness and peace, I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts, our womb spaces, blessing us with emotional clarity, with deeper intuition, allowing us to heal our hearts, to heal our womb spaces, as we call on the energies and frequencies of creation, of healing, of purification, of fertility. I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your healing energy, your compassionate energy. And I ask that you bless us with deep intuition, allowing us to receive the wisdom, embody it, clear our paths forward, activate the frequencies of creation within us, our alignment with soul, with the divine, allowing us to receive and embody and birth the light of creation. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call on the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of transformation, of transmutation, of alchemy, so we may know that energy doesn't die, it only transforms. And it is up to us to alchemize energies that are perhaps in a lower state into a higher frequency. I call on Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call upon you to guide us into deep alignment with truth, alignment with our passion, with our purpose. Purify our energetic fields. Clear us in our spaces of anything that is not in alignment with the highest light. I call on El Shaddai, to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire. Desire in alignment with our soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth. Allow us to receive the transmissions from the elemental realms, from the layers of earth, allowing us to connect more deeply with Gaia, activating new ley lines and vortices, strengthening the fifth dimensional light grid of Mother Earth, of Pachamama. I call on Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with the blue flame, allowing this cobalt blue energy to pierce, remove, and alchemize anything that is not in alignment with the highest good of our soul, removing any attachments, shielding us in the sacred blue flame, allowing your sword to cut away what does not serve vessels, blessing our creations. I call in our spirit guides, angels, archangels, light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love. I call on Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence. I call on Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mary Magdalene and Yeshua, holding the divine blueprint, the sacred blueprint of divine union for us, a remembrance of our wholeness, of our oneness, of our infinity. I call on the Christ, the child, Sarat Amar, allowing you to guide us into deeper alignment with mission, along with Mother Anna, activating the Book of Life, the sacred contract. We all agree to. I call in the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha. The Avun, Source, Infinite Consciousness. Call in the energies of this Cancer Tammuz portal, the Aramaic creation frequencies, Het and the Tav. Call in the energies of this full moon in Capricorn, and the energies of the Sirian star system, Mother Isis, the dragons, the Mer people, the Lemurian codes, frequencies held by the dolphins, the whales, activating the waters of creation as we purify and activate the waters of creation within ourselves. Breathing deeply and allowing our awareness to be brought to the top of your head as we activate the Heter, the crown, our connection to the divine, strengthening our connection, clearing away the veils, the distortions, anything that has led us to believe that we are separate, when our true nature is that of oneness. Allow the golden light of Shekhinah to activate the Heter, opening, strengthening your connection to Divine Mother Father, to the light of creation. Breathing the golden light into the energy center to the right of your right ear, the Chokhmah, wisdom, and to the left of the left ear, the Bina, wisdom, and the home of Ima Ila, the understanding of how to birth into physicality, the divine light. Allowing the these two sephirot to be cleared, clearing the third eye, your connection to your intuition, to your inner knowing, to the wisdom of your bones and the wisdom of your soul. Towards the feeling, those feelings we cannot quantify or rationalize, explaining with the words or the mind. Allow yourself to strengthen your ability to receive, to perceive, to hear, to feel the truth through your intuition, through your inner knowing. Center to the right of your right shoulder, the Hesed and the Gevura to the left of the left shoulder. Beginning to activate the throat, clearing away vows of silence, religious vows, any agreements we entered into to keep the peace by biting our tongues. Any illness or trauma associated with the throat, the thyroid, anywhere we do not speak our truth, anywhere we've learned and taken on that certain matters are just left unsaid, words unspoken, emotions unexpressed, allow these to be cleared from your field. As we strengthen our communication, our ability to express our thoughts, our feelings, our soul through the voice. Said in the Gevura, as we bring the golden light from the Gevura, the left shoulder, down to the heart space, allowing the heart to begin to open, receiving divine love, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to melt away the layers ready to receive. From the heart space, breathing the golden light to the Sefirot that is the Netzach, envisioning a ball of light, the top of your right hip, and to the left the Hod, the top of the left hip, breathing the golden light of Shekhinah into these two spaces. As we activate the solar plexus, clearing away cords, hooks, stuck energy. Anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, we cancel, clear, delete all these contracts, returning to sender energies that are not ours and calling our energy to us. Breathing the golden light into the Netzach and the Hod. Strengthening our sovereignty, our connection to our sovereignty, strengthening our sense of worth, knowing that our worth is not tied to anything outside of us. Strengthening our ability to hold our power, trusting that we will maintain our alignment to the light, to the soul, to creation. Dissolving patterns, conversations, dialogues, inner words to the effect that we are not good enough, we are not worthy. Nothing is ever enough. Nothing we do is ever enough. Allow the golden light to bring in her light as she deconstructs these programs within us. bringing us back into wholeness, into oneness. After all, that is what sovereignty is, to be whole and complete onto yourself, strengthening our connection to sovereignty. From the Hod, the left side, bring the golden light of Shekhinah into the Yesod, into the calming waters of your womb. Breathing the golden light into the sacred waters of the Yesod, allowing the golden light to clear any distortions, any wounds, any karmas, traumas, anywhere that we don't feel comfortable in our expression of our physical form, anywhere we don't feel safe within our creation or our ability or with our ability to create. Allow the golden light to bring her nourishment to these spaces as we restore, cleanse, and purify our sacred waters of creation. Breathing deeply as we allow the golden light to expand from the waters of the Yesod down into the Malchut, into the root, clearing away fear, scarcity, programs of scarcity, of lack of doubt, lack of self-confidence, poverty programs, fear. Allowing the golden light to dissolve these programs within us, these patterns, as we strengthen our connection to our body, strengthen our connection to the earth, to our physical incarnation, letting go of fear. Yeah. our awareness once again to the waters of the Yesod, and from here, envision an umbilical cord of golden light taking shape, rising from the waters of the Yesod of the womb, traveling through the Malchut, through the energy and physical bodies, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra, and then extending beyond, allowing the golden umbilical cord of light to travel down through the layers of Earth, through the aquifers and the ley lines, vortices, down through the most ancient layers of Earth until it reaches the crystalline womb of Mother Gaia. Here, allow yourself to connect to Mother Earth. Connect to the abundance, the stability, the safety within you, within your connection to Gaia, within Gaia. And whatever needs to be surrendered, allow it to be surrendered into the earth. Allow her to alchemize any denseness, anything that you need to shed and let go of, into light. And as we let go and liberate ourselves of all of the baggage, the thoughts, the recurring patterns, the coulda, woulda, shouldas, surrendering them into Gaia, we start to see a diamond light, a diamond flame, emitting a diamond light from her crystalline womb. This diamond white light begins to intertwine with the golden light of Shekhinah as we rise up through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, through the crust, and into the energy and physical bodies, allowing the diamond white light to activate the Malchut, the Yesod, Chod Netzach, the Tiferet, Hesed Gevura, Chochma Bina, to the Heter, and rising up into the heavens as we feel our body, energy and physical, a sacred vessel for the cosmic celestial frequencies of creation and for the frequencies of Gaia, a bridge, connecting the earth to the higher realms. Magenta flame in the Yesod, in the womb space, the Magdalene flame, a turquoise blue flame in the heart and high heart, allowing the flames to purify and alchemize, liberating whatever needs to be let go of, whatever needs to be shed. As we draw our spirit guides closer, the angels and archangels that guide us, our ancestors, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, our star brothers and sisters, envision yourself crossing the threshold into the cosmic waters of infinity. Feeling yourself in your entirety, in your oneness, in your connection to the divine, to creation, to the waters of creation, in this cosmic womb. Allowing your guides to bless you with wisdom, with healing, with nurturing, with wisdom and strength as we open to receive. Efata, Efata, Efata. Thank you. as we take a breath. Feeling ourselves come from the infinity of creation back into form. Feeling your physical body taking shape within the cosmic womb, within the waters of infinite creation. Feeling your guides within you, all around you, as they are always with you. Stepping into the threshold of the diamond portal of light held by Mother Isis, returning into the magenta flame within the waters of your womb. And in these waters of your sacred Yesod, feel yourself expand, allowing your light to fill every organ, every bone, muscle, fiber, and cell in your body, allowing that light to radiate every cell, allowing you to shine. Sovereignty, your expansiveness, the love and unity that you are. Breathing deeply, wiggling your fingers and your toes as you feel every breath in your body. Turning on your right side if that feels good. Just like giving yourself some time to integrate. Some space. As we give thanks to our guides, to the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing. In gratitude to Mother Isis, the Syrian Star brothers and sisters, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarah Tamar, Christ the Child, Mary Magdalene, and Yeshua, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, Yohanan the Baptist. In gratitude to the frequencies of this Capricorn full moon, the Het and the Tav that rule this portal of Tammuz, Cancer. In gratitude and grace to all of the light beings, the angels and archangels, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, the directions of the north, south, east, west, Shekhinah, and the Divine Mother Father, Alaha, ourselves. Call all parts of your being to this here and now moment, breathing deeply, feeling yourself fully embodied, radiating love, expansion, grounded love. Wiggling your fingers and your toes. Opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. Thank you for joining me for this sound activation. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe, 5-star review on, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. If you can review this, please do so. Share it. Enjoy this full moon portal. And I know we're about to go into retrograde of Mercury, and a couple other planets are going retrograde as well. So stay tuned. The energies are intense. They are heightening. It's all good. Everything is happening for you, not to you. Just remember that. So be sure to breathe, to ground, to eat nourishing foods, eat grounding foods, drink plenty of water with Celtic sea salt, with some lemon. Just really allow your body to hydrate. We are receiving a lot of light codes, a lot of upgrades to our DNA. So do everything you can to nourish and nurture your body through this process. Okay, if you enjoyed this, I mentioned to like, share, subscribe. One more thing, if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, and at Embodying the Shekhinah. All that is linked below. I share shorter format videos with sound activations, mantras, all the things. I do share longer format videos on YouTube at Aurea Lara. Everything is linked below. So be sure to check that out. And of course, you can always head to my website to listen to these episodes, these sound activations, anytime you want for free. SophianicCreation.com/podcasts with an S. That is linked below. Have a blessed full